No, it's not coming. It's here. You see, you got to do is release it. You got to get the atmosphere right to release. You see, the atmosphere of holiness and righteousness and dynamics and spirituality and God has got to be released, so it will be released inside the kingdom. The revival is here. Everybody said, I don't see revival. It's here. You just got to meet God and create an atmosphere he's comfortable with coming down here. Like, what is that atmosphere? Holiness, righteousness. Are you with me? Help me, Jesus. To believe and to hold and to as an object of faith. God says, ye believe in me, believe also. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus is saying. Believe in God, believe also in me. There is no power on earth greater than who? God. There is no authority on earth greater than who? God. Who has been given all authority and power over everything? Jesus. Who has been given to exercise and to disseminate that power? Holy Spirit. And you see, we've got to get a hold of things. We can't, church, you can't go home anymore and just rely on 2 hours Sunday morning for your spirituality. I'm sorry, I have to put it that way. But God's after people will turn their heart to him. God's after people get up in the morning, and first thing you're going to do is seek the Lord and maybe get in his word. Amen? I know this might be a little different, and it's not what I planned. And again, if I'm upsetting a pastor, he'll let me know about it. But it's true. I'm going to quickly go through a couple things. I don't know if I'm going to finish it, but Isaiah 55:5. This is a time period where God was given instruction to and creating and cultivating an atmosphere for his people. They were in exile, and during this time, God was trying to get the Babylonian influence off his people. And he was talking about abundant life. He was talking about what they can do and how they can do it. So I want to use this scripture as a basis of what I want to share with you today a little bit. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who you do not know shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Now, God is speaking to his people, but how do you know if he's speaking to his people Israel, he's speaking to us today, because we are his spiritual Israel. Can I hear an amen on that? And so let's just take a couple things out of it, and I'll go to the next verse. God must call before man can come and run. So God's called. They're right there. You see the word call. God must call. He's calling the church up. He's calling us forth. Amen. And the call must come before we can run or will run. It is an area that's not merely to come. It merely means to run. God is calling us to run a race for him. God is calling us to run to him because he has much force. Are you seeing that? Okay. And the next thing was about a nation. All right. Nation that you do not know. Nations you do not know. Nations who do not know you. A belief system cannot be based on focus on what we see and experience. No longer can you live on your past revivals. Amen? But is based on and focused on the Lord and the things above. That's Colossians 3:2. Okay? His word and what we cannot see is a finished word of the Spirit. And so God's saying, what you cannot see is coming into reality. I'm going to call it into reality. Because you can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Okay? How many of you see those people just running here to this church? Nations running to this church. Okay? Nations will come here. All right? They did not know you. All right? They're going to run here. All right? Nations can speak of people. So we call them forth. They're going to come. You're not going to know where they come from. You just got to be ready to accept them. Receive them. Can I hear amen on that? God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Romans 4:17. He's calling what does not exist as it exists. God is not living in your church today. you got to hear me now. I know some of you are looking at me rather puzzled. He's living in a church that he created. You just got to catch up to his creation. See, God doesn't see this church in the condition it is right now. God sees his church and what he destined for it. It's up to us to come in agreement with what. Are you hearing me? Or have I lost you? You see, God sees you what you're going to be, not what you are. Just that's the same in your personal life. God sees what you're supposed to be, and then he just lets you walk into it. Right? We got to come in agreement with God. We got to come in agreement and allow those things which you do not see, we call into existence as if they are. That's our prerogative. That's our life. That's a culture of belief. That's an atmosphere of belief. When I walk into this church, I got this problem, and it's really awesome, and it's beyond me. And the attitude and the persuasion of the church of an atmosphere of belief would be this. Don't be concerned about it. We're going to stand with you, and we're going to call it into existence right now because we believe those things. Call them to existence. Call and believe. Are you with me? See, it's challenging our faith. Never walk on what you don't have, because what you don't have might be sitting in the bosom of God and just needs to be released so you can have it. Living our lives in trust and belief and faith in the Lord and his provision and his promises, because his blessing is connected to his promises. You got to understand. Amen. Amen. This creates an atmosphere, an environment of belief, an expanded expectation. You want expanded expectation? Get an atmosphere. Say, God, what is it we have to create an atmosphere of belief right here? What is it we have to do? Okay, I don't have your secret formula. I don't have any formula. I'm just telling you what needs to transpire. But you see, how do you get on this? I don't come to this church. I come to this church, but I'm not part of this church. Amen? And so I can't tell you what God has for this church for you. You have to get a hold of God and let God tell you the atmosphere and the environment that you have to create, because he's going to match your destiny. Amen? Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon his name while he is near. Verse 6, if we have created an atmosphere of belief, one will be ready to seek first the kingdom of God and call upon his name. I'm telling you, if you have an atmosphere of God and belief inside a church, as soon as you walk in, the first thing's going to happen is you're not going to seek the singers and musicians. You're not going to seek the prayer room. You're going to seek God. Why? Because the atmosphere is going to require it. You're going to walk into such dynamics. I got to seek God. Have you ever been in a place where I got to do something? I got to do something? The world has captured that. It's darkness. How many times have you heard, I did this, but I couldn't help it? I couldn't stop myself. You ever heard that from anybody? Have you ever said it yourself? We got to be in an atmosphere of God and believe so much that we're compelled by his spirit to be who he wants us to be. Knowing the times and the seasons is easier when our belief and our expectations are in the kingdom with no limits, total power, and overflowing blessings of the Lord. That is creating an atmosphere of belief. Amen? I must move on. Let the wicked forsake that. This is powerful now. I want you to hear this now. This is good. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Are you with me? Okay. How many of you are like the evangelism? Yeah, I know you do, brother. You know. Right, let me give you an example. If we're created an atmosphere Amen. Atmosphere of belief will always be inviting. An atmosphere of belief. Are you hearing me? Where we release that, where we can believe in, we can release our belief, an atmosphere of belief. If you do this with the wicked and the lost and the backslidden, how many of you know anybody that's backsliding? Okay? How many of you know the wicked? All right? Listen to me. If you have an atmosphere that's going to affect this church, you hear what I'm saying, the simple word. An atmosphere of belief, believing God and persuaded in Christ, all right, will always be inviting and even attract those who have gone astray to return and receive mercy. Instead of judging people who have left this house, instead of being mad at things not going, instead of being mad at your neighbor, being mad at your family member because they criticize you, being often, listen to me now, if you have an atmosphere of belief, just the belief here and just the belief in your personal system, the belief in your home will be an attraction to those who are lost, gone astray, and backslidden, or maybe have never met the Lord. Why? Because they know if you have the right atmosphere inside you, you will be safe to be with. Why hasn't the church done this? Because we condemn. We judge. Because we are living in a religious system atmosphere. I never forgive that person. Then go to hell. That's strong, but listen to me. Because you see, an atmosphere of belief would release the compassions of God. We had one person in our church, been away, I don't know, 6 months. I remember, I'll never forget this. Been away for 6 months. Walked into the door the first time and the greeter. First time in this thing, 6 months. Well, where have you been? Never saw him again. Never saw him again. Because it was the wrong, and I was the pastor, it was a wrong atmosphere. It wasn't a compassion, loving, receiving atmosphere of Holy Spirit. It was an atmosphere of religiosity. You're not in church, so there's something wrong with you. Are you with me? I'm trying to say something to you today. And I have 10 more minutes to do it. You've got to hear this. If people that have been away from this church for 14 years, you walk in and love them and embrace them and say, my God, you're welcome here. Come to the Holy Spirit place. Be received with mercy and grace. We love you and we care about you. I don't care what you've done. Because I got news for you. And then I'll move on. When you came to God, he didn't hold nothing against you. He said, come, and I will give you life. He did not say, go out and do 15 hours of repentance. He didn't say, you bad prayer. He didn't do any of that. So what gives us a right? Where's our compassion? Where's the love of Christ? It comes from creating a holy, righteous atmosphere. This church has got to be filled with heaven. Man, I hope this is all right, Mac. Verse 8, your thoughts are not my thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. Church has butchered this for years. It's our excuse for not being. God's so higher than I. I'm just a soul striving to be somewhat like God, just to have a portion of God. Stop it. You're the sons of God. You're the children of God. You're his heirs. Amen? And God says, my thoughts are higher than yours. He didn't say, I'm going to elevate you to get into those thoughts. But the church says, you'll never reach those thoughts. So just go as far as you can and give up. God says, no, my ways are higher than your ways. What is God's will for you? His will is not for you to stay where you are. His will is for you to come up to the higher way, the higher highway. His ways, and so that's scripture. So what does an atmosphere of belief does? And what it does, it creates an atmosphere, an environment that excels people in the things of God, not the things of church or religion. This move of God, don't let it pass by you, because it will. You got to get a hold of God. God is after those who are will be somebody, not do. Now, let me tell you, if you're being somebody that God wants you to be, we're not going to have to beg you to come clean to church or give your tithes and offerings. We're not going to have to beg you to do anything, because if you're in Christ, you're just going to be doing them, because it's going to be supernaturally natural. It's going to be something you do. Why? Because you're being somebody, not acting like somebody. Are we all right? Atmosphere of belief will enhance the believer's possibility to capture the thoughts and the ways, and more importantly, to be captured by those thoughts and ways. You see, what we do in the church, we're capturing instead of being captured. We're learning instead of being encountering. We're understanding instead of receiving. Verse 10, for as the rain comes down, well, I could spend a month on this one. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. An atmosphere of belief will produce a continual flow of God's presence, his voice, his spirit, from heaven to earth and from earth to heaven. That scripture speaks about the rain coming down and watering and going back up, the snow coming down, watering. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. Continue from heaven to earth back to heaven, heaven to earth back to heaven. And that's what God wants his presence to be. He wants his word to be. He wants his word to come into you and bring you back up to heaven. He wants you to go to higher places. Are you hearing me? He wants a constant flow. He doesn't want you to come to church and start all over again trying to get in his presence. He wants you to come to church and continue what you've been doing right along. You don't have to try to get in his presence. We are spirit, and in wherever we live and we move, we are what? In him. We are in him. We are spirit. So I don't have to start service every Sunday morning anymore. I can just come in and flow with what's there. Am I off the wall, or are you getting me? The source of all comes from above. Can you hear an amen on that? James 1:17 says, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down, so it can flow back, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. God's promises, his gifts. How many of you received the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Oh, I got the gift. Okay, are you so are your gift flowing? Is it coming down and then your gifts giving back up to God and flowing? Is it watering everything on the earth? Is it like rain to the seed? If you have a gift of healing, are you walking out there and telling everybody you got the gift of healing? Or are you exercising your gift so it comes from God through you, touches someone back to heaven? Then you go to the next person, it comes through you, touches them back to heaven. Are you seeing the flow? God's spirit is continually flowing. The only reason we don't experience that on an ongoing basis is because we are living in the wrong atmosphere. So when my word, so shall my word, but that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Church with the right atmosphere, with the right environment, God's word is not going to return void. Well, plenty of times I've prayed and nothing happens. Or I release the word and just nothing happens. It's because you're fighting through a demonic, flesh, dark atmosphere, trying to execute spiritual principles from heaven. What's the answer? How do we get God to move? Change the atmosphere. When I walk into a room and it's dark, and I've said this to you before, Christ has arrived. Yeah, come on. If I walk into pure evil, I don't have to say a word, because in this vessel is an atmosphere of God, of holy and righteousness and goodness. Are you with me? So as a vessel filled with atmosphere of belief, of righteousness, goodness, I can walk into an evil situation and I can stand there. I don't have to say a word. Every demonic force knows that heaven and its atmosphere just showed up. If someone say amen to me. Let me just close off with this. I won't finish this one. I just want to close off with this. We can create, or we can and must create an atmosphere of belief and expand our expectations. Listen to me. Get beyond yourself. May I say, and this is by no way condemning your songs. Check your songs and your lyrics, please. Make sure you're singing to heaven. Don't sing about me all the time. Make sure you're singing to God. Make sure you're singing to Christ. Make sure you release heaven down here. Because God already knows your condition. He doesn't like it sometimes, but he already knows your condition. Are you with me? Can you receive that all right? All right? Start singing to heaven. Start singing things of God. Start singing the yes to see who God is. I mean, I'm not saying don't have me songs. I've had the same conversation with Pastor Mark. So hang in there, guys, okay? It's not wrong once in a while to sing about a me song. But I can tell you, I walk into a worship service, and as soon as you sing about me, you have one environment. And as soon as you start singing about Holy Spirit, you have a totally different environment. That's what happened today. It could have been more dramatic to prepare my message for me. It's that dramatic, okay? We had a church service at our church one time. Pastor Mark said to me, what happened? It was awesome. With the presence of God there, you didn't even want to move. And they started singing about a song, it was Woe Is Me or something of that nature, and it like, pshoo! And we never got the service back again. Because we're singing about the goodness and the awesomeness and the limitlessness of God, and all of a sudden we put our stinking flesh in the middle of it. Is that too hard, or can you receive that? This is not criticism. It's just, you know, you got to get a hold of God. All right, let me move on to close. So we must create an atmosphere of belief and extend our expectations. We can do this by opening ourselves to receive his kingdom, the heavens, and the throne as the atmosphere of belief. We got to get the presence of God released in every one of us, okay? Not just as church service, but in your homes, in your cars, okay? I'm going to tell you something. Once the church, are you ready for this? Once the church captures what I'm talking to you about, Facebook will not be revealing your secret lives anymore. I see it in our house, down where we are. I see it in our area. People that I've known for years, they put stuff up there. Oh, you're going there? You're doing that? And you're up here. Is this tough? Or it's truth? God's after something. He wants his people back. I said he wants his people back. Hosea is the last scripture, and then stop. Hosea 14:9 says, who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. Are you with me? Atmosphere and belief will bring both a magnifying and bring glory to the names of God. You will walk in here in church service, if you have the right atmosphere, the names of God will just flow out of you because Holy Spirit does that. All the names of God, well, I don't know them. You don't have to. He knows his own name. You've been in a church service where the names of God just start flowing out. Amen? Also, if the atmosphere of belief is really where it's supposed to be, the character and attributes of the Lord will be demonstrated. Are you with me? Not the characters and aspects, the giftings of men. Okay? The character of God will be demonstrated. And will be demonstrated the character and the attributes of the Lord of hosts, creating and cultivating a paradigm shift. I'm going to close with this now. Paradigm shift. What is the paradigm shift? The paradigm shift is you need to start looking at things in your life from heavenly down and from God's perspective according to his word instead of your circumstance and your flesh up. Are you with me? I could preach on that, but I can't right now because I'm running out of time, but I will say this to you. Maybe your circumstance God put there so you'll start looking him and changing. Get your eyes off your problems. Get your eyes off your circumstances. Get your eyes off, woe is me. Dry your eyes a little bit, okay? When you get, the more you get in the atmosphere of God, the tears are going to dry up anyways, okay? Are you with me? You might not like me, but you're with me. Change, it will change a, let me back up here, a paradigm shift will totally different change your perspective and belief system. If you hear what I'm saying, let the atmosphere of God comes. Be encouraged, I'm closing. The atmosphere of God comes, okay? It will change your perspective. If you walk in here and all of a sudden the power of God, the dynamics of God, the essence of God, the attributes of God, the creation of God is very viable in every fiber of the air, you're not going to have to put on anything. You'll probably end up falling to your face because the presence of the Lord will be so strong. Now, that's going to be an attractor. You see, you understand. When I started this, the nations will come to you don't know. People will come to you don't know. They're going to come up and say, what is there about you? Oh, nothing. No, what there about you? And you start telling them, well, I don't want to offend anybody. Offend them. Get them saved. Are you hearing me? Tell the truth. If you're in the SSC of God and someone says, what's wrong with you? I'm just happy. No, tell them. Amen. Change your perspective, your belief. Listen to me now. It will change it because the current situation is opposed and contrary to what God's doing. You see that you change the perspective, you change your paradigm shift, it will oppose and be contrary to the thoughts of men, the dictates of culture and environment, and will twist ways the people. How many of you know there's a lot of lying? Can I have a keyboard up there? How many of you know that there's lies out there? How many of you know that you can't even turn on the news and believe them anymore? They're just a bunch of lying. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. What do I believe anymore? You go to work, nobody's truthful anymore. Everybody's cutthroat. What do I believe? You're living in a wrong atmosphere. Well, I can't change my atmosphere. Wrong. That's the biggest thing wrong with the church today. You can change, first, your personal atmosphere by worship, prayer, and the Word. By encountering God. Don't keep learning about God. Prayer. Are you with me? Because you're prayer warriors. Prayer sometimes can be a hindrance to knowing God. Because you pride yourself, you prayed 14 hours, but you didn't meet God. You just prayed. You ran your mouth off. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I got music behind me, so I'm closing. But you got to hear something. Because God's after your life. He doesn't want you to do before you be. Some of you sitting in there, you got gray hair? Hello. All you got gray hair like mine, wave at me. You're not done. With what you've walked through, you can set an example of setting an environment because you've walked through so much in life that you know how to pray for the millennials. Why aren't the millennials coming to this church right now? I'm just going to put it out there because there's a wrong atmosphere. You create an atmosphere of dynamics and Spirit of God. And you older people, listen to me. You're the ones that have been through it. You're the ones that know how to pray. You're the ones that, my God, I've been through it. Look, my God, I'm still here. You start speaking to the atmosphere around you. Get out of your religiosity. Get out of what all we grew up. I had to walk away with everything. I walked away with things I used to preach. Because it was out of a system. Out of a religious system, not God. You see, there's no time with God. There's no limit. How many of you received the word of the Lord and you're disappointed because it didn't come? Here, I'm still working on words I got 20 or 30 years ago. You probably are too. Well, God didn't do it. No, you're measuring God by your timetable. In heaven, there is no time. If I got a prophecy from God 30 years ago, there is no time out there. He didn't wait 30 years. It's right now. So I got to get rid of the atmosphere of doubt. I got to get rid of an atmosphere of fear. I got to get rid of an atmosphere of what will people think of me. I got to get rid of the atmosphere is that God's let me down. He's not let you down. There's a blockage to answer a prayer, and that is creating a godly, Holy Spirit, on fire atmosphere that you live in 24/7. Is that reality? Come on, I got to exist. If you have this atmosphere and you're working a job, I'll guarantee you, you'll do a better job than you've ever done without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do we have time just for a little bit of prayer, Pastor? This message touched you at all. This message has touched you at all. And you're sick of the atmosphere you're living in. You're sick of it. And you want to change that atmosphere. Whether it's in you, how many of you would like to change the atmosphere just in your home? Come on now.